Okay, so first of all, I was on Reddit and I've been seeing a lot of these questions, like a lot of like basic kind of can girl questions. And it's not basic in a bad way. It's good questions. And they need to be answered. I think that the old can girls, like old as in like we've been, you know, around sites and stuff for a while. I think we get tired of typing and we have early onset arthritis or something. Because it really is difficult to type and type the same things over and over again. And I think, honestly, if you're not willing to watch this video because you've got better things to do in your life, I'm proud of you. Because I don't have better things to do but make this video. Honestly, I like helping people a lot. I really love helping out new cam girls. I want you guys to thrive. And I want girls to be okay. I want to help other people. I don't know. It's what I do. That's what I do. I like doing it. I like being a little therapist, and I like being a career counselor for cam girls. Anyway, so let's start with these questions that were not. I think she had posted it like an hour ago, but it hadn't been answered. So I was like, I'm give this girl my Skype, and I'll make a video and everything. And my mic's gonna be just fine here. sorry, I moved my mic. Okay, so firstly, my main sites, my go-to sites, and why. Okay, so my go-to site really is MyFreeCams, because I feel I don't really know why. I was introduced to it by somebody when I used to cam. Like, I was like, I don't know what I was doing. I think I was like just doing some sort of like Omegle's thing, and someone was like, hey, you should check out this, you can make money doing it. And that was the site they showed me. So I didn't pick it on purpose, but I think at the time I was probably better off starting with Chatterbait, because I feel like it's a bit less personal. And back then it was more like I just wanted private show after private show. I just wanted to just do pay per minute, kind of like. Okay, so like you tell me kind of what you're into, and we do the show, and or you go on, carry on with them. Maybe you come back, you'll be regular, but we just basically do cam shows, and we don't do anything other than that. We don't sit around in our strange t-shirts, Labyrinth fandom t-shirts, and talk about, philosophy, which I have done on my free cam several times, I think. Maybe not in this shirt, but there's a lot of times that we talk about like just random stuff, and I think it's like getting to be like it's very much. It's very, like they want to get to know you, kind of like as a person. Very girlfriend experience sometimes, not necessarily always. A lot of times, honestly, I make most of my tokens and tips, or tokens actually, from private shows on MyFreeCams, so you can still go about that route. It's just they have an MFC share now attached to it, which is a kind of a sales site. You can sell items as well, but most girls sell like items that are virtual, like oh, change a song, or tip as much to change a song and put it in the shop and with items, and it's all just in one place. And they're doing quite well. I think they're a big site. I don't know, and then you can sell videos as well, and that's the main thing with MFC Share. Sorry, my voice. This is sell videos. Selling videos is great passive income. So I think, just if you're gonna do a private show or something like that, they're all your private shows are in your archives recorded anyway. I feel like I'm not sure if you're. I haven't read the rules twice about this, but I'm pretty sure, as long as you don't expose anyone, like their name or anything, their photograph or anything like that. It depends. Use discretion with that. But I mean, you can always just make very simple videos, and I'm sure JOI stuff, like jerk off instruction, is very popular. Watch some jerk off instruction porn yourself before you do it. If you don't know what it is, kind of learn from the different types and styles. Learn if you're a better dom or sub, or what you like to do, what you don't like to do, and then go from there. I think honestly, if you're more of like, if you just kind of want to be like me, like, I just kind of want to be a YouTuber, but like, I feel like I'm not good at it, and that's why I'm on here. I'm on trying to be a YouTuber, but I don't know what's. I'm just too scattered about it. So the. I mean, the quick money of camming kind of does give you. Well, at first, it's kind of. It's not really quick money. It's like, at first, you get this new model tag on microcams, and it's like the. You get a bunch of hype, you get a bunch of traffic. I believe it lasts like 1 or 2 weeks. So try and make a schedule. This is really important. Make a schedule. It can be, even no matter how many days you work, it could be just the weekends. Something like that. But, you know, try and be consistent, and then try and stick to that schedule. Honestly, if you're consistent, the more time you put in, the more tokens you'll get, and tips you'll get, the more money you'll make. How much can you make? I'd say average. Honestly, I feel like average is like 100 to 150 to 300, 50 to 400, somewhere around there, and a night, depending on how busy it is, how, like, what's going on that day, if it's a weekday, if it's not a weekday. It is so very stressful. Let me tell you how much your income will vary, especially if you're mostly doing kind of like, no, it doesn't even matter what you're doing, honestly. Whether you're doing private shows or token shit or for tips, like, and it can just be luck sometimes, and it's just crazy. It's just crazy. It drives you absolutely mad. That's why cam girls are crazy. We all are in our own way. In our own way, we all are crazy. We just are. I'm sure you are too. It's fine. The best people are, right? Payment works as this. There's a lot of different ways that you can get paid. Depends on what country you're in. It also depends on what you prefer. You can get. I sometimes stick with checks because it's just like old school and you can't screw it up. Like, unless you lose it in the mail. And it's at least tangible. It's a tangible thing. You can get checks. They're not quite the same. I'm not sure they're quite the same as like having a pay stub though, but you will have a payment history usually in like your website, in like the login for your account, so you can look at your payment history, and then that's how you can prove income. Do not, I would suggest not accepting alternative payments like PayPal, like anything like that. Alternative payments, like, it may be quicker cash, but it's not worth it in the long run if you're trying to get this to be like serious business. Like, you can prove income for a loan or a house or a car. You want it to be like from mainly one site, and you want it to be, you know, at least kind of consistent. Like, you're making a averaging about the same every month, you know, or every pay period. So if you don't, and when it comes to, oh, how to tips to maximize cash flow and viewers. There's this thing called Diva Traffic, which is straight up where you can buy traffic. That does help, but I wouldn't use it if you're a new model. You already have basically that. You already have, like, traffic coming your way. So, like, honestly, and don't listen to the people who say they have to get naked in free chat. You don't have to get naked at all. Like, especially on my free cams. At least I know that. You can just, you know, you don't. You can just be like an artist and paint. And honestly, if you're charismatic, if you can keep a room of asocial kind of shy people entertained and get them to talk, you can do it. Like, you can do anything really, as long as you're engaging and a fun person to be around. Then you should make good money, and you should have traffic. Cash flow though. If it is getting slow, I would suggest, like making videos for passive income, advertising those on a Twitter account. Make a Twitter account for your, make a different name, first of all, than your real name. Like a username to use consistently throughout all of your, like, you can work on multiple cam sites, but have like the same name, you know, and have a Twitter with that name, and then advertise like, oh, I'm going to be on cam today, or, you know, and then maybe just be personal too, like make personal posts and stuff like that a little bit. Show your personality, let that shit shine through, because that's the difference between, you know, straight up, you know, regular porn and camming. It's like you really do get to know kind of, it's a really different experience watching that kind of stuff after you know somebody a little bit. It's just a weird experience. It's really surreal. It's something very Black Mirror-y, and I don't know, just, you know, I'm sure you're okay. You'll be okay. You don't have to do anything you don't want to. Make sure that you don't cross your boundaries. If you do drink on or do anything like that on cam, make sure you can do that on cam, first of all. And then don't get too messed up that you cross your boundaries, because that's when you either quit or you keep going. And it's hard to keep going after that. And you don't know where the line in the sand is, honestly, I think, until you cross it, which is kind of, like, hard to say that, because there's, like, no hope. I don't know. Just don't feel obligated to do something. I know that's hard, because, you know, we all get into financial situations where we don't always have the privilege to say no. I know a lot of people don't have privileges to say no to some things. I didn't have privilege to say no to some things sometimes, and I regret doing things, but nothing feels better than saying no to something like that, because you have respect for yourself, you know, and dignity, and you just move on and wait for the next opportunity to make, just, you know, maybe you have to wait a little bit longer, but you'll get that money, girl. You'll get it. Keep your head up. Be confident. Honestly, I feel like, you know, just dress in some cute clothes. It could be like a cute t-shirt, lingerie, I don't know. And, you know, keep everyone entertained, you know. If they aren't talking, call out their usernames. I do that. And I'm like, hey, like, you know, how you doing? And honestly, try and get people out of their shell. I think a lot of people are shy. I think that helps a lot with getting people to just, you know, engage in the chat room. And then that helps a lot with having things just move on, you know. I personally don't have private messages be for, like, tips, because I just feel like, you know, a lot of times they're talking about organizing some sort of private show, so it's kind of important, and it could be an opportunity. Sometimes they do waste your time, though, and they're just actually trying. If someone starts dirty talking in a PM, a private message, be like, I don't do this for free. Time is money. It really is, and I'm sorry. I really have to focus on making tokens right now, and unless I have, you know, a big token drop, then I can't just be doing whatever I want right now. I have to be kind of, like, prioritizing tippers, you know? Just be honest with people. I like being transparent. I think that it's a healthy way to get people to understand the sex industry as well, while actually participating in it as like, the member on the other end. There are toys. You will need some toys unless you're going to do painting or something, like finger painting or like body painting. That might be cool. Body painting? Who knows? You can be creative. Be really creative. Honestly, you can go as wild as you want. Just make sure you don't break the rules. Read the rules. There's rules. So I would get just like a, I think if you go on like Amazon.com. I'm not sure if the search terms are exactly, maybe they might be like the, you know how Tumblr used to have, like, you couldn't search for porn, but there was porn. There's definitely a lot of porn. So much porn, they had to take it down. They had to tear it down, all the porns and female nipples. But yeah, like, there's a lot of vibrators that are like $20 on Amazon that are probably not good silicone, or not even silicone at all. But get, like, a realistic-looking dildo. I think that's always been the most popular. You can use vibrators, of course. I love vibrators. If you're, just don't get anything you're not okay with using. Make sure you get the right sizes of things, or you'll be in trouble, you know? And get plenty of lube. Lube is important. Oh my god, lube is important. Very important. And, oh my god, lube. And there are toys that hook up. It's called, look up Lovence.com. Lovence has the Lush and the Nora, which I believe are, I have both of those ones. I don't know. They have, like, other ones too. Like, the plug is called Hush, and I don't know. I don't know. They have like a. They have a bunch actually. They have a bunch actually. They're really cool. Lovenes, like LoveNese.com. I'm not advertising them. Honestly, I don't get paid by them. I just have their stuff. I know there's Oh My Bod as well, but I don't think they work as good. Honestly, I don't think Lovenes works very good at all. It's hard to get the thing, the white, like the Bluetooth to hook up. It's hard to set up, but if you get it set up, honestly, not the Nora so much, but the Lush like really did pay for itself. I think it's just like the fact that it kind of just stays in there. It looks kind of like a pink tampon, and I'd always make fun of it, but it actually is quite like and I like it. I like it. I'll be honest, I like it, and it did pay for itself pretty quickly. And I had a good time, and people were engaged in the chat room because of it, and it's wonderful. So that was all a good day for me. I'm gonna keep using it. It's not a myth; it's a real thing. So yeah, I mean, I've made mistakes like not prioritizing my boundaries. Your body is, you have to take care of it. Don't overwork yourself. Stick to a schedule. Take breaks, moisturize. That's not just the song. That's a song. I don't know what the name of the song is, but we need to find that song. So good. That's a really good song. I forget. Like, moisturize. Take breaks. Like, I don't know. Anyway, but take care of yourself. Take mental health days because it kind of is living in the Truman Show a little bit. And especially if you have like a Snapchat, Twitter, you're installing all the. Don't overdo it. You don't make promises you can't keep. I've done that a lot. Promises I can't keep, and I feel bad because I had all the best intentions, and I just can't do everything. Because when you're your own media marketing manager, your own video editor, filmer, photographer, and the actor in a role play that's like that's got like a script of a scene from Game of Thrones, it gets pretty intense, it's hard, it's stressful. Cam girl time is different from real time. Time warps and it changes. It's like once you enter a cam girl's house or something, it's like 4 hours is now 8 hours, and also cats are everywhere. I don't know. And cats, cameras, and tapestries, lights, fairy lights. Oh, that's a good tip too. Have a good place to cam with good internet. Make sure you pay for decent internet speed. Get a good webcam. It's an investment. You need a good webcam. I use a Logitech C20. No, C920? C920 or something like that. Anyway, it's the most basic bitch kind of cam girl webcam, and it's lasted me a whole bunch. I've dropped it so many times. This is just that I'm using it right now to record because I'm lazy and I don't want to just. I think it's easier this way. I don't know. It's just easier this way. Stop judging me, okay? It's fine. And it's worked so many. I've dropped it so many times. I got lube all over it, and it's fine. It's great. It's kind of expensive. I believe it's like 60. I got it at $70. I'm sure it's cheaper now. And you can probably get one maybe used actually, and it won't be bad. Maybe look on like OfferUp, like Go or eBay. I'm going to get a used one. That might work out just perfectly. I don't know. Yeah, you don't just get a just get like one or two toys. Honestly, a realistic looking like a suction cup dildo is all you really need, I think. And don't make your fingernails too long. Maybe if you're down to do that kind of stuff. Payments are like I didn't go too much into payments, but. Honestly, it depends on the site, depends on the country. There's also peak period times as well. Speaking of countries, so they're for US time is a bit like so an almost Pacific Coast time. So there's kind of like this rush hour between like 5, 6 a.m. to like 9 a.m. and then 11 a.m. to like 3 p.m. and then there's like another rush hour 5 to 9 p.m. And then there's like the night crawlers, and like, and I hang out with the night crawlers the most, and it's very not profitable, but that just happens to be my sleep schedule right now. It's very messed up, and I'm trying to change, to a day walker, but it's very difficult. I'm holding my phone, by the way, because this is a podcast, so I wanted people to hear this. Anyway, I hope you do really well. I mean, if you have any other questions, please let me know. I really do want to help people. I know that Cam, I think Cam coaching is like, Cam coaching is like a job, and honestly, maybe I should just retire and do that. I should be paid for this. No, but no, honestly, I love helping people, and I want that to be something I can live off of. Jesus Christ. Is that much to ask? Isn't that much to ask? I just want to live off of something I love doing. I hate money. I hate asking for money from people. Which is strange for a cam girl, right? I gotta work on it. I'm still practicing. I can't do FinDom. I'm not good at it. Anyway, I'm gonna end this because it's 20 minutes long and I'm just probably boring you guys to death. Or maybe you're listening and you're actually really engaged. Anyway, good luck, girl. You are, just have confidence. If you have a bad day, sign off. Try again later. Try again tomorrow. There's always another day. There's just weird shit that happens, and there's fetishes you'll never have believed that existed, but they'll be fun or terrifying. So be prepared for that. All right, this is Melody Hero signing out.